I'm hanging out with Mfumo Pamuza.
Hello. My name is Mfumo.
I just looked at you. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're cancelled.
You too.
Wow, Mfumo. Wait, before you cancel me, I want to say a big congratulations to you. I saw something on Twitter that says that you're part of the adjudicators. Who's you in a quick fast?
Oh, it's yes. You're Ghana, man. In December.
Hey,
so it's just like some debating tournament, Pan-African University Debating Championships. Okay. So...
How do you feel?
I mean, I'm excited. Ghana, to see the people. Mm. Yes, what I want to in Ghana, hot.
Delicious.
So, like, we are there.
Second hottest people in the world. Well, in Africa.
I guess.
We are in over the crossover period,
second
which is early.
Second week of December.
So, nje 16 was lelang ali. But by international, like, so you just cancelled me and I'm hurt, but I don't care. There are other people who've been cancelled and their cancellation has been like rather serious or more serious than how we are making it a banter and how you're making it a joke. Cancel culture.
Yeah.
So there's this thing. I mean, this phenomenon, I learned about it on social media, and I'm going to use phenomenon because in real life, people don't actually get cancelled. You know what I mean? Like, umalume uza ripumtana, but ayokumuntu mkhanselayo. We are just like, hey, niyam reporti. It's just that maga around abantwana, ni tatina abantwana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what's this phenomenon? Do you know anything about it?
I mean, phenomenon is a good word, but
okay.
I think let's call it a trend. I think cancel culture is one of those efforts to having a socially aware society, you know, to say there are certain things or certain words or certain practices or doings that you cannot do. So, for example, you just said rape, and, you know, there is also rape culture.
Mm.
You know, there is homophobia, there is xenophobia.
Mm.
There's so many deviant things that we do as society that we ought to not let people do, so that's why we quote unquote cancel them. So I mean, like, you are right that we hear it on social media, or we see it actually trending on social media that, oh, this person is cancelled.
Mm.
I think it's the aim to at least create a socially aware and socially conscious society. So with efforts to achieve that, there are certain things that we cannot and should not do. So how it plays out is that we see, maybe, for example, popular people, celebrities being cancelled. So, I mean, a quick example I could use is Kanye West, you know, when he had those comments about slavery.
Mm.
And everyone was like, but you can't say that, you know, and then you are therefore cancelled, you know.
Mm.
But I think it's not more literal than it is like
figurative,
you know, just to say we're going to cancel you from society or from our spaces, we're not even listening to your music and stuff like that, just to also create that it's wrong to do this. I mean, like, you probably are a by the side, man, a English is running away. You are a tool for other people to not do the same thing that you did, you know? Yeah.
So, who bears, because we are Shokona Manjuti, as an example, Kanye West canceled, but who bears the onus of canceling people and actually continuing a cancel culture?
Mm.
Because Kanye West was canceled, but now he's dropping an album and everyone is talking about Kanye West.
Yeah.
Who bears the onus of a cancellation?
Yeah, and I think this is why my understanding of cancel culture is that it's not cast stone. You know, it's not that we cancel, therefore you can't have anything else happening around you.
Mm.
I do think on social media, though, cancel culture is very trendy. And this is why, sorry, I don't want to use... I don't want to use phenomenon. I want to use trend. Because it's at a point in time when you set those deviant things or done those deviant actions, people then cancel you, quote unquote. But I do think that it's firstly people who are affected.
Mm-hmm.
It's victims. Mm. It's people who are politically correct and socially aware.
Mm.
So those are people who then have to bear the cost of canceling someone, at least to create conversation around the deviant act that person did.
You know, when it comes to cancel culture, in thing telling is that where does this person go? And I'm this is me just playing devil's advocate. I'm not saying we should feel sorry for the people that are being cancelled, but my question is then, masesithi bayakhanselwa, bakhanselwe bayephi?
I don't think it's, and this is why I said it's not cast stone, you know, it's it's just also for them, I think, firstly, to introspect, Uti. I did some wrong things, you know, I was about to swear there, but
it's cool.
Like, I did some wrong things,
some
and
shit.
I see some shit, and that's something that society isn't accepting of, you know, so I do think they need to firstly introspect and reflect on what wrong they did, and if possible they need to come out and apologize and take back all those things that they did, you know.
But in the context of, let's take Twitter, you and I on Twitter, you and I are quite the active people.
I'm an influencer.
I'm an influencer. You and I are quite the active people on Twitter in our respective rights. We have seen the rape list iphumile, right? Iyaphuma i-rape list kuthiwa umuntu okanje urapile. Umuntu okanje ayokuma notes wakhe lowo waku-iPhone. Nangisazi phela bekwi-PR ku-September wonke. Aye ku-PR company yakhe ke ayobhala i-statement. Asho ukuthi, okay, I apologize, I take full responsibility, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That person is apologized and...
Yeah.
They go off social media for a week, they come back.
Yeah.
When they come back... There are people, maybe they'll put up a tweet and people are like, we haven't forgotten that you've raped, or we haven't forgotten that you've sexually assaulted. So you're saying apology, but...
I mean, it's tricky because you see, rape also, or sexual harassment as well, is a very different conversation.
Yeah,
you know, because
I
think also the timing of those lists that were coming out were in a very
volatile time, yes.
You know, where... people were triggered, people were leaving their experiences, and for some people it was also for them to let out and let it be known, to protect other people from the same harm, and some people. So cancel culture can take any form, you know. So I think, yes, they had to come out and apologize, and they had to give us some sort of, show some sort of remorse at least, you know. But people will never forget. You'll never forget that you are a sexual offender, and I think the aim also is to embarrass, to say that you you violated someone. Being put on a list is footy is not even as embarrassing as you make it seem. It's just like your name is on a list. And you know, the funny thing is that what then happens also with those kind of conversations, that gupuma I'm a false accusation. They say, no, I'm falsely accused and all of those then thing. And people miss the conversation of, it's not about you being falsely accused. And even if you were falsely accused, the onus is on you to at least prove your innocence as opposed to the other way around. So I think cancel culture, especially in those instances, is also to create awareness, you know, more, even if people don't literally cancel you and you can come back and still be trending online and all, but there will be that, you know, like social media is like an incubator, stores everything. So wherever you go, one day Zokumbuzi, when you tweet something and say something, but also Aucha, you know, like you are brand new.
Not you, not when, not situation.
So I think cancel culture also feeds into those kind of conversations, Woody. We will incubate and store data on you because that's kind of a person you are, you know. And we also try to avoid people
falling into the same trap,
or it's even in the trap, doing those same deviant acts. Would you say it's not okay to rape someone or to sexually harass someone?
It's never,
you know?
Okay.
And
yeah,
we will embarrass you and we'll put your name out there if you do those kind of things.
You know what I think sucks, Nia? I think what particularly sucks is that, and I've always said this, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't, I'm not always politically correct, or I don't always have the correct opinions on things. But I just think what particularly sucks is the fact that someone will sexually violate you as a person.
Yeah.
They will move on with their lives while you carry that. You know what I mean? Mm. So I agree fully with you, Mauti. Being on a list doesn't do
shit. Doesn't do anything.
Doesn't do half the shit it does for you as it does for
the person you violated. Yeah.
Because also men are protected by patriarchy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because in as much as we are rape, you're gonna go back. Your friends, if you're on that rape list, your friends probably texted you, "Hey, Ntwana, we saw you on that list. Ntwana, lay low, it'll blow over." Mm. These are your friends.
Yes. And I think it's also you would note that it's the people are protecting their brands more than anything. So they'll say, "Oh, I recognize that I violated so and so. I profusely apologize. I don't associate myself with those. So it's always about,
I don't associate, you know,
it's
myself.
Always, it's always about branding. Even when we call other, when we call out people, I think, you know, one person once tweeted and said that everyone knows at least 5 people who have violated someone, and you
don't
keeping quiet is complicit, you know. And at the same time, we face that catch 22, Wuti. Also, is it my story to tell? You know, Wuti, I don't want to step out and say, also, so and so is a sexual violator and he violated this person.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, but also, it's not your conversation or your chat. You
that person probably wasn't, you know, even ready to say,
do you
Wuti,
understand?
Yeah.
So, and that's the catch 22, especially with, versus with lists, you know, and then cancel culture on top of that to say, I also, he's cancelled, you know. Okay, yeah, he's cancelled, and then what? What happens when he comes? Because a lot of people were tweeting that, Wuti, 2 weeks down the line, this person's going to be up on our TLs, we're going to be liking and retweeting,
hey,
you know. So it's really weird. And I think also it plays out more also on social media than it is
in real life.
In real life,
and
you know,
social media is a fraction of a representation of what happens,
yes,
in real life.
It's an echo chamber, very small one, because you realistically you follow people you know, and people follow you because they know you or they aspire to be friends with you, or they want to slide in
some
your DMs
sort of
and all. So there is some sort of closeness and close knit with your followings.
Yeah.
So it will be cancelled online, but you will still see the same people on working with the same people on the ground, you know.
But you get people like Tibbs.
Yes.
Who McCain was just like,
yes.
And he's him now.
Yes.
Volvo was like, we're never working with this person.
Yeah, and I think those are the benefits and the repercussions actually that we need to set a standard. And this is why I said cancel culture also, it sets a standard for people who violate people. We keep it in incubators, and then when companies and brands search you, so for example,
yes,
Tips, if they Google show Tips, all of that information will come out, and no company will want to work with it, or no one would want to associate themselves with that. And think those are the benefits actually,
yeah,
of cancel culture,
yeah,
to say that we've created a standard such that when we've cancelled you, and companies also and big brands are starting to cancel you as well, then it means that anyone else who is most likely to violate someone will think twice. But I don't think everyone thinks beyond that when at the moment when they want to violate people. But you know, if we set a standard, we know that you've violated someone, you need to also be doing the way up of what you're going to lose.
In the gist of this trend, I'll use your word now, in the gist of this trend, but even on the day when Uyinene and the other ladies died, other ladies kept on dying. Like, other ladies were killed, other ladies were raped. What is it about... I don't know if you're also the right person to ask this question, but if you can somewhat help me.
I'll attempt.
If you can somewhat help me, what is it about the fact that siyakhanse Elisha that makes people still go and do those things? Like, never on with cancela, but still in sabulala, still in sayenza so.
You know, I think also because these conversations are happening in an echo chamber, you know, so social media is the first echo chamber, but the people you follow is the second echo chamber. It's very minute a fraction of society. And note, the people who also commit those kind of crimes are not even on Twitter, or not even Facebook. So they think
That's
differently,
true.
You know, they exist in different spaces that we exist. So I think now the blame needs to elevate to the state, like government, you know, to say what, like the government, you know, the rate of femicide, you know, we're top 5.
We know our government.
You know the rates of the rate at which women are being killed in South Africa. What are you doing as a government? You know,
but Mpuma, we know our government. Our government is not going to do anything. You know
but
what I mean?
And this
and
is what
placing a reliance.
Cancel culture adds on to that pressure to the government to say, government, like, you need to do something. You know, the weak girl Uyinene, the weak girl Natasha. You know, all of those women who lost their lives was also a slap on the government's face to say there's people dying on the daily, but those people are women, you know, and there can only be one problem, and the problem is men. What are you doing? So we need to go to things like education system, to things how we raise boy children, to things how we versus we teach in LO, you know, like
what consent is not
consent,
taught.
You know, it's not taught in LO, yeah. You know, sex education, although it's people, older generations are still anti-teaching sex, but it's very important now to say that you need to explore different solving mechanisms to prevent the problems, you know. Even to a point where we need to even have conversations about sex work, you know, like what's the importance of sex work. I'm not saying that it's going to deter femicide and all, but I'm saying like those are the conversations that we need to first remove the stigma behind them, remove the taboo-ness behind them, that sex, kids as early as 10 years are already exploring, you know, they are already in their discovery phases, and that's the right time to start
having these conversations
and teaching kids about. And I mean, like, one thing that we don't have a lack of is teachers. We have a lot of teachers. We have a lot of mediums that we can educate. We have a lot of things to push the conversation such that we are aware of conversations around sex work, conversations around sex, conversations around consent, conversations around abuse and harassment and rape culture. Those are conversations that the government needs to be pushing now, because I think the problem, we can no longer deal with the problem as an ambulance case to say now we have the first week of September where three girls die, now already the president's gonna come out and talk and say we're gonna do it. So that's very ambulance.
Also, like, our president is always shocked, like,
yes,
shocked, President Dwayne. Yo, with all due respect, our president is genuinely, I am shocked at the happenings. Why is he always shocked? Like, I understand him.
I think,
and
you know,
it makes me scared.
He's also shocked. He's shocked at that his administration and former and past administrations don't have solution to this rising
problem. Do you think so?
Yes, and they or they're actually not exploring the solutions, because I do think there are many learned people who've been giving
let me tell you, this is something that happened to me when I was doing my first year. There's this gent, he was a tutor. And he once said to me, if you ever feel like studying in the evening, you can come study in my office. I was like, hey!
No.
Hey! So even in... Even though we say the perpetrators are not people who have social media, the perpetrators are also
people
learned
who are very smart.
People.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They manipulate you.
Definitely.
Yes, but you gave me consent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you smiled or you said, don't
and also,
touch
you know,
me.
They use their point where you also are vulnerable the most.
Yeah,
you know, and I think that's where you need to, it's whether you're drunk or you need someone to help with your course, because with DZ from the course, you know, you need assistance to be walked somewhere because it's late at night,
true.
You know. So that's, and those are the kind of things that require a teaching and grooming from an early age, to say that you walking someone, you helping someone with their course, someone being drunk, those are not opportunities, you know. And that's that's the kind of, I think our education system needs to now be more structured, especially with life skills around engaging people. You know?
Education system to liberties of grade 9.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it ending to grade 9. I think that's a different conversation
for a different podcast.
I do support it, because I think matric is very useless.
Okay.
I think matric is for people
those 3 years
to go into a university, you know, to go into university. Just a final what he's key as a university.
Okay.
Anyone who doesn't,
for the person who doesn't want to
go to university, is very useless, and that's majority. Fees must fall, the exit of one's all less, you know. But invite
true.
Me for another podcast.
You know what?
It, yeah.
I think we're gonna have this chat very soon.
Yeah.
But going back to what we were saying,
yeah.
Okay, imagine cancel culture. At the other end, surely there should be redemption culture. And I'm not saying there should
what
be redemption.
Oh, okay,
hey, you're ready to fight.
I need to understand what you mean, redemption culture. You know, Jesus, we have Buddha.
No, listen, on the other end, if you're going to say, we are damning in the context of Jesus. Yeah. We are damned. We are shocking in. As a Jesus, ati nyantetelela izonuzenu.
Yeah.
You know what? Niyahlanzeka. You can come back into this. Obviously, with crimes like rape and murder, I just feel like if I'm going to cancel you for that, if us as a society are going to cancel you for that, there shouldn't be redemption for you. It should just be no job once you... Hopefully, South Africa will have like a rapers offenders list so that everyone can access it. But there are certain things that people do. You know, I just can't give an analogy because to omunye umuntu ngabe into enkulu, but to mina ngabona ngathi mara masimxoleleni, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Redemption culture, on the other hand, like how you were saying, this person uti askisi and they're making means to show. Isn't that YouTube as an example?
Oh.
Redemption. Even though I took him easy about the condom, but sim redeemile, you know what I mean? He came back, he did a song, you know, when that episode or when he says him forgive, we have forgiven Chup, and that's the truth.
I think also the onus of redemption is not on societies, on people. And this is why I said large part of the blame is the government. It also, it needs to push up efforts to try groom different societies and groom different people, you know. And I do think that there is a point at which where we also need to consider people seeking like forgiveness and stuff, because some this is gonna sound problematic and probably want to be attacked for this.
Hectic.
But it's just like some individuals also pay their sins, quote unquote, you know, like they go to jail. For Jubjub, for example, no, he served time, he did all that he did, and he come out. I think tina manje sibulawa yi that moral compass, but
when obulala manje
o feel, you know, and which is very valid and fair, but if we're keeping it 100, you know, or 96 plus 4, it's like that he served his time, you know, and he came back and he just wants to do make right. a living, you know, and make right, you know. But it could be arguable for different cases, you know. But I do think people wanna must bear the brunt of the consequences of their actions. And if it means that you go to jail, if it means that McCain's drops you, if it means that Volvo, and whoever, whatever a consequence you face, you need to face it first. And maybe maubuya uzobuya ungcono. And this is why prisons the justice system allows for rehabilitation, you know, just like we're going to remove you from society, take you into our own custody and prepare you to go back into society.
Does prison really do that?
I mean, it doesn't, but I mean, like the
concept,
the principle
behind,
is that, you know, Wuti, you did wrong in society, we need to prepare you go back into society. And this is why largely I also put the blame onto the government in terms of awareness, you know. And also the blame could also be, now we also need to also take blame as we are not parents, but I think parents just also start taking blame, you know. How you raise your boy child and how you raise your girl child is very different. You know, girl children are raised to be vulnerable, you know, to you are raised to be someone that is different for a boy. A boy is raised to be strong. You need to always own spaces. You need to do gardening. You must not do dishes. You must not be effeminate.
You're misogynistic.
You know, so patriarchy is instilled at home most of the time, you know. So I think this is why, again, we need to change those grooming processes, you know, from school to home to friends, you know, like it really needs to happen. And unfortunately, again, also these conversations that we have, these intellectual conversations, need to also happen in areas that are not as quote unquote intellectual, you know, because you can ask yourself, how many people ekasi are speaking about rape culture? How many people ekasi are having conversations about xenophobia, homophobia? You know, those things exist also because some people don't have the conversation. Wuti, the government and JNZ town hall meeting, kulume about why is xenophobia wrong as a principally? Why you can't kill someone because they are foreigner or because their owner is tall?
Certain sexuality.
Second sexuality. Yeah. So there's a lot of things that people do, not because they are just dumb or anything, but because they don't know. And
you think so?
We hate to say it, but sometimes people don't know. People, or even maybe not necessarily know, but they don't understand. You know, Uti, we are fortunate enough to exist in spaces where people will do ama threads, will break down for you why xenophobia is wrong, will break down why homophobia is wrong. Yeah. But umama ekhaya ukutshela ukuthi lo makhelwane, you know, sethu msebenzi or lo muntu, sorry to use the word, is stubborn, a type of thing. You know, they'll use those words because they don't know or they don't understand the wrongfulness in it. Because in as much as we are, quote unquote again, woke, socially aware people, we also have the honors to also somewhat pass on that information, you know, and also pass on that information in spaces that are not echo chamber, you know, because me and you follow each other, we know those things. We will obviously, I'll Twitter a thread, this is xenophobia, this is what's wrong with it. I will retweet because I understand and I know.
And I will see it, and the and people that follow me will see it.
Exactly. Yeah. And then when one person engages, but I'm a foreigner, starting him sevens, always like, hi, when you are dumb. It's never what you know, it's not
you
there.
Don't understand.
You understand it's there. So we need to, I think, push and prioritize that conversation. Owuti, we need to start imparting that knowledge, especially in spaces that are not social media.
Then the government should pay the owners, because
and the people exist.
People, who yes.
Government just needs to imagine. About all these information, and even when umuntu are ignorant and anga change after the talk, but uzohlala khumbula at the back of their mind, Owuti, no, what I'm doing is wrong, because there was once a conversation. And another thing is that we always shut out different views that are not the same.
That's
and
true.
This is why it
that's
becomes
true. Social media.
Yeah, this is why it becomes an echo chamber. But I understand why people are angry that
that person is just genuinely not understanding, or they were never taught. Mina, there are certain things that I was taught growing up that are very problematic.
Yes.
I was taught up isn't as a patriarch. So now sometimes
unlearning
is
process
hard.
Is very hard.
It's very hard.
It's very hard because not the people who teach you those problematic things are your family members. Your church that you go to, the school that you go to, they justify all those things. So breaking down that process is very hard.
You have to serve men on a tray and
you have to kneel down.
And when you don't do it, it's just like you're disrespectful.
You
know what
and
I mean?
You know, and also because they don't know the other side of the world.
That's
where
true.
We need to at least take on the honors. And I do think that's what cancel culture also aims to do, you know?
Yeah.
To say, like, let me show you what's wrong with what you've done. You know, what is wrong? Why, for example, a person like R. Kelly was cancelled? You know, Uti, you can't wena uharvesta amantombazana in your house.
But to harvest, I love that word.
You can't just want to touch amantombazana your wives to take away from their families. There's something wrong with that. So if we don't give you your music sales, you suffer.
That's true.
So that's where and people needed to break down that conversation.
Yeah,
you know, Oprah Nabo, when she was cancelled, I don't know if you've noticed most of it.
Was she cancelled
in America? She was cancelled because bengafuni ukubhatala uMonique.
I remember that saga with Monique and just
Lee
Tyler Perry.
And everyone was commenting every time. If you notice, every time Oprah tweets,
snakes
on her face. All the things that
no
you always put on
way.
Snakes. What you are a snake. You even sat down with someone like R. Kelly, you know, type of thing. So those are those conversations. And those conversations isn't to cancel her to say that you are indefinitely canceled. It's to say, but you did something wrong.
And you're not addressing it.
And you're not addressing it. And people must know that where now you did this type of thing. So
Oprah.
Now I'm going to cancel her.
Conversation before I'm canceled. Thank you so much, Mpumo.
No sweat.
For joining me. And all the best.
Ciao, Mpumo.